Take your Bibles this morning, if you would, please, and turn with me to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter number 55. I actually thought that I would be preaching about them clouds rolling back this morning out of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. I may do that tonight. We went visiting yesterday, and we had some good visits. Several men came, and yesterday afternoon I was in the office, and the Lord began to stir my heart. And then I remembered that the grass needed to be mowed, and I had something I needed to do yesterday evening, so I ran home to mow the grass. And did you know that God can speak to a man's heart even when he's riding a lawnmower? Amen. I had earplugs in to keep me from losing any more of my hearing. But you know, even with earplugs in, you can hear from heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. God's so good. Isaiah chapter 55 this morning. I want to begin reading in verse number 6. I've never in my life, I think, really seen what I'm about to share with you in its context. It's sad sometimes, but we're bad to lift verses and lift thoughts out of their context. But the Lord bless my heart to let me see something in its context that I believe will be a blessing. The Bible said in verse 6 of Isaiah chapter 55, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found." If you'll notice verse 1, he said, "Ho." That's just a word that means stop. Can I say to you, as the pastor of Bible Way, I'm glad you stopped this way today. And while you've stopped this way today, I pray the Lord will speak to your heart as he has to mine. "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." Now watch this. I've been reading this for years. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Never in my life have I really looked at this in the context of God's mercy and God's pardon and God's forgiveness. But Brother Ralph, what he showed me is he's able to do so much more than I can even think. He's able to forgive when I look at a situation and think there's absolutely no hope. He's able to restore. When I look at a life, or I look at a family, or I look at a home, I even look at a nation. Our nation's in trouble. But you know what my Lord said? He said, "My thoughts are higher than your thoughts, son." He said, "My ways are higher than your ways." He said, "It's the heavens, Brother Joe, higher than the earth. That's how much higher my thoughts are than your thoughts." God began to stir in my heart, give me some examples in Scripture of what he was talking about. You know, the Bible is so rich and so full. There's no way you could ever extract it all. Amen. There's no way you could even... I feel like I've been preaching for 26 years and I'm just still scratching at it a little bit. Amen. What a wonderful book. the Bible is. It is well with my soul. You want to know why? Because I serve a God that'll have mercy on a sinner and will abundantly pardon. And let me say to you this morning, I thank my God above that He does not just have mercy on sinners, but He has mercy on saints too. Amen. You say, preacher, why would you thank God for that this morning? How about this? Let me just bring it down in shoe leather. I wouldn't be in the ministry today if He didn't have mercy on the saints of God. Most of us would not be sitting on this pew this morning had we not had a God that was able to have mercy and forgive us and restore us and lift us up and put us back where we need to be. Thank the Lord this morning. His way is higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Let me give you just a couple of verses by way of introduction. Psalm 145 and verse number 3 said, "Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable." You can't search it out. Think about this. Think about Romans 11 to 33. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgment. Watch this. And His ways past finding out. There are people in the world say, well, if I could ever figure God out, I might trust Him. You'll never trust Him. Because, hallelujah, I've been knowing Him for 26 years and I still ain't figured Him out. Amen. His ways are higher than our ways. And His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. I've seen the Lord about the time I give up on a situation. About the time I think there's absolutely no hope. Here comes Jesus down the road right on time. I thought about Mary. I thought about Martha. They said, Lord, if you'd have been here, our brother had not died. And, oh, they just didn't know the Jesus they were talking to. They didn't know that it wasn't too late. He's in the grave 4 days and it still wasn't too late for Him. Hallelujah. What a Savior. I want to give you some examples this morning. I hope that it'll do in your heart what it's done in my heart. How many of you know somebody this morning that it seems like a hopeless case? It seems like all hope is gone. Well, I want you to know God is still on the throne. Amen. And God's ways are still higher than our ways. And His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. What a blessing this morning. The first thing I want you to see is the example of Saul. I'm just going to give you several examples and get out of the way this morning. We won't turn to all the passages of Scripture. I may read a little and quote a little. But how many remembers what Saul was doing? He was wreaking havoc in the church. Brother Sam, he was going and getting God's people and having them killed. Amen. And he thought he was doing right. He thought he was doing God a service. I believe if you would have walked up to a man in the church that day, that man in the church might say, well, the best thing that we can do is get us a rifle or get us a shotgun and blow his brains out. Amen. Let's kill him. He's the enemy of the church. But I want you to know our God's ways are not their ways. Our God said, hey! I don't want to strike him dead. I want to strike him with life. I want to use him for the glory of God. When it might have looked like the best thing in the world if he'd just be dead and out of the way, God said, I want to put him alive and in the way. Now we have Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Ephesians, Galatians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, Titus. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? I'm talking about all that we would be missing if man had his way. But hallelujah, man didn't have his way. God had his way. Amen. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways. I could just see somebody thinking, you know, the best thing we could do for that man is just put us a hand grenade under his saddle before he leaves out. Amen. God didn't put a hand grenade in his saddle God let the love of God explode in his heart. He fell down off his high horse and said, "Who out there, Lord? And what would you have me to do?" Amen. I tell you, that's the God that we serve this morning. Amen. He can take an impossible situation and turn it around and use it for the glory of God. You say, "Preacher, it's not well with my soul." Can I tell you it can be? I serve a God that's able to make it. When you say, "Preacher, you don't know what I've done. You don't know where I've been." Can I tell you this? I know what Paul did. I know where Paul had been. And God turned him around. And he's no respecter person. He can turn you around too. The example of Saul. What about the example of the disciples? Think about this. In the Word of God, in Luke chapter 9, I'll read it to you. It came to pass, verse 51, when the time was come that he should be received up, that he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. And he sent messengers before his face. And they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. And they did not receive him, because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. The Samaritans hated him in Jerusalem. And because of that, they wouldn't receive Jesus. Now listen to what the disciples said. The Bible said here, and they did not receive him because his face was as though it would go, he would go to Jerusalem. And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, "Lord, wilt thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elias did?" His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher, Brother Kyle, than our thoughts. When the disciples thought the best thing that could happen is we just get out here and pray and the God of heaven just consume them with fire. You know what Jesus said? He said, "You know not what manner of spirit you're of." He said, "For the Son of Man's not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them." You see where I'm coming from this morning, amen? In the context, his ways are higher than our ways. It's talking about a God, brother Fred, that's able to abundantly pardon. A God that will have mercy. And God had mercy on the Samaritans. When the disciples wanted to pray the fire of God down on them, God had mercy. You ever had anybody in your life you'd just like to pray the fire of God down on them? Don't you look at me like that. Amen. You know we have. Amen. Oh yeah, we prayed for them. We was good to them, just hoping God would set them on fire. Say amen. I'm not talking about holy fire either. I'm talking about that fire of vengeance. Amen. Pour coals of fire on their head. Heap coals of fire on their head. I'm going to tell you right now, his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. What about the example of Peter? Could you imagine? Brother Ralph, could you imagine getting all the disciples together and having a vote? Let's just have a little vote right here. Peter. He denied our Lord. Peter. He cursed Brother Wade. Peter. He's out there warming by the devil's fire. Let's get together and have a little conference and have a little vote. I believe somebody might have said he ain't even fit to be a disciple. Aren't you glad his ways are not our ways? Aren't you glad his thoughts are not our thoughts? Peter, even after all of that, one day he said, "I go a fishing." That reminds me of my grandson. I'll tell you that story sometime. I got socks on. Amen. Peter said, "I go fishing." The rest of the disciples said, "We're going with you." Here comes Jesus. Peter's out there naked. He throws himself into the sea. That same man, that same one that cursed, that same one that denied, that same one that went back to his old lifestyle, that same one, my friend, that warmed by the fire of the world, that's the same one that on the day of Pentecost, my God's going to stand up in front of a crowd and preach the Word of God, and 3,000 are going to get saved. You want to know why? Because our God abundantly pardons. Our God has mercy. His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. I don't know about you this morning, But this stirs me up to think that I have a God that's never met a sinner that He could not save. Never met a sinner that He could not pardon. What's this? Never met a sinner that He could not pardon, Brother David, and then use them for the glory of God. That's the God I serve. Hallelujah. Chaplain Hoops, you spent years of your life, and I spent 10 years of my life believing that there's a God in heaven that could take them boys. It didn't matter what they done. It didn't matter where they come from. It didn't matter what crime they committed. And we've seen Him do it, haven't we, Chaplain? Over and over and over again. When the judge, when the jury, when society says there's no hope. I tell you, if they ever get introduced to Jesus, amen, there'll be a change, hallelujah. And they can be used for the glory of God Almighty. His ways are not our ways. You know what I believe? I believe God is speaking to my heart this morning and letting me know He's still God. He's bigger than any problem that I have. He's bigger than any need that I have. And He's bigger than anybody in this building's biggest sin. He's bigger. He's able. I see the example in Scripture of Saul. I see the example in Scripture of the disciples. I see the example in Scripture of Joseph. I wondered when God spoke to my heart about Joseph. I said, Lord, I'm not sure how this fits. When the Lord showed me in His context what He was talking about here, about mercy and about pardon, I thought, Lord, I don't know how this fits in the message to talk about Joseph. And it wasn't 10 seconds God showed me how it fit. When God gives you something, it fits. Say amen. And what I did, I looked at Joseph. I saw Joseph in the pit. I saw Joseph in Potiphar's house. I saw Joseph in the prison. I saw Joseph in the palace. And everywhere that you saw Joseph, the Word of God said, and the Lord was with Joseph. And the Lord was with Joseph. And the Lord was with Joseph. You say, preacher, why was God able to use Joseph? I'll tell you why. He didn't get bitter against his brethren. He didn't hold a grudge against his brethren. He forgave his brethren. Amen. The mercy and the grace that God had shown to him, he was able to show to others. That's why when Daddy died, when Jacob died, his brethren began to tremble a little bit and say, He'll get us now. He said, am I in the place of God? He said, you meant it to me for evil, but God meant it for good to save much people alive this day. Can I reinterpret that just a minute without changing the Bible? You know what Joseph was saying? His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. My friend, listen, when we weren't thinking about Him, He was thinking about us. Glory to God. What a God we serve. The example in 1 Corinthians. A man guilty of incest. He's sleeping with his stepmother. And Paul comes along to the church and he said, you're just turning your back on this. This needs to be dealt with. He said, put away from among you such a one. Turn him over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the soul may be saved in the day of judgment. And so the church did what Paul told him to do. But then in 2 Corinthians, Paul had to come back along and say, hey, he's repented. Yeah. And since he's repented, you're supposed to forgive him. You say, where did that come from? His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Thank God the man was forgiven. Why? Because we serve a God that forgives. Paul later on preaches to the church of Corinth. He talks about adulterers. He talks about idolaters. He talks about effeminate. Abusers of themselves with mankind. And then he looks at that congregation of people and says, such were some of you, but you're washed. You're justified. You're sanctified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why were they able to turn it around? Because God turned it around for them. Amen. He had mercy and He abundantly pardoned. What about the example of the thief on the cross? Where do you think you and I would have been in our thought processes?
probably been right with him when he looked at that other thief and he said, you and I deserve what we're getting. I said for years, Chaplain, when I was in prison ministry, I wasn't going to prison trying to get them out of prison. I was going to prison trying to keep them out of hell. You say they deserve to be in prison. Yeah, some of us do too. Say amen right there. But God got us before the authorities did. Say amen. They deserve. We might have been standing there at the foot of the cross saying them two rascals ain't been nothing but a thief and now come along and he wants to cry out to God on his deathbed. Well, hallelujah. I'm glad the man cried out to God and I'll guarantee you today he is too. Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. He said, preacher, what happened? I'll tell you what happened. We found out that his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than our way. He said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. The Bible is filled with example after example after example. What about the maniac among the tombs? Brother Joe, they chain him. Chains won't hold him. The only chain that had him was the chains of sin. And they were holding on for dear life. He's cutting on himself. But he got a visit that day from somebody that was stronger than his chains. Somebody that was stronger than a mind. He said, preacher, are you out of your mind? No, I'm in my mind. Somebody say amen right there. I was out of my mind when I was out there sucking on them bottles. Say amen. The low life. And the dumber stuff. Here's a man among the tombs. He gets a visit from Jesus and the demons have to go. And most people would have walked by and said, I want you to look yonder. I want you, there ain't no hope for that boy. I tell you what, we've been coming by here for years. He's the same year after year after year. He's a mess. Ain't no hope for him. I tell you what, that's like saying Jesus is dead. Guess what? Jesus ain't dead. And when Jesus visited him, Jesus changed him. And when they found him sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed. He was no longer naked. He was clothed and in his right mind. Why? Because his ways are higher than our ways. And then, Brother Fred, wouldn't it be good, you know, if I had a man like that, wouldn't it be good for him? And I was in the ministry and traveling from town to town, Chaplain Hoops, like Jesus did. Wouldn't it be good to just have him right with you, boy, right here? Man, I tell you, that charged your ministry up. Amen. He come and he said, Jesus, I want to go with you. Jesus said, no. There's somewhere I need you, son. I want you to go home. I want you to tell your friends how great things the Lord had done for thee. Amen. You know what he did? He went home and said, his ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are his ways higher than our ways. Hallelujah. I can see people in that town shaking their head and saying, I ain't believing this. They're looking at it and ain't believing it. Amen. I ain't believing this. I ain't believing this. I'll tell you what, if we'll believe what God's preaching to us this morning, we'll believe it. We'll believe it when our loved ones get right. We'll believe it when we see the change in their life. We'll believe it when we see revival in our church. We'll believe it when God turns Bloomingdale upside down for the glory of God. Brother Dan, I can never get over those tears when we met. And you looked at me and said, preacher, there's people on drugs, there's people on alcohol. Preacher, every way you look, I'll never forget this. I looked at Brother Dan, I looked at those men, I said, you mean to tell me that kind of people would be welcome in this church? That was a test. Say amen. Guess what? They passed the test. Glory to God, if we're not going to have a hospital for sinners, what's the use to be here? A place where people can get right. He will abundantly pardon. He will have mercy. If he is lifted up, he said, I'll draw all men unto me. Oh, my friend, this morning, how the Lord is speaking to my heart. We have the example not only of the maniac, but then in closing, we have the example of the potter. Listen to this. Jeremiah chapter 18 and verse number 4. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again. He made it again, another vessel. As seemed good to the potter. When many would have just thrown the vessel away, God wanted us to paint us a picture of His mercy and of His grace. Years ago, I heard a song. It said, empty. Empty and broken, I came to Him. A vessel so unworthy, so scarred with sin. But He did not despair. He started over again. And I bless the day He didn't throw the clay away. Over and over, He molds me and makes me into His likeness. He fashions the clay, a vessel of honor. I am today, all because Jesus didn't throw the clay away. He is the potter, I am the clay, molded in His image. He wants me to stay, but when I stumble and fall and my vessel breaks, He just picks up the pieces. He doesn't throw the clay away. Over and over, He molds me and makes me into His likeness. He fashions the clay, a vessel of honor I am today. All because my Jesus doesn't throw the clay away. Listen to this. I hope it'll speak to your heart. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord. And He will have mercy upon him and to our God. For He will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my thoughts higher than your thoughts. And my ways higher than your ways. We serve a good God. We serve a great God. We serve a God that will abundantly pardon. This morning, I don't know what your need is. But I know one who's able to meet it. I know one who's able to pardon. I know one who's able to forgive. And He wants to. He gets great pleasure and joy, amen, out of forgiving. Let's pray. Father, thank you this morning for the privilege to share the Bible with this precious congregation. God, I realize this morning that you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or even think. God, there are people in this auditorium today who need to know you haven't given up on them. Who need to know that you haven't given up on their loved ones. Who need to know you haven't given up on our country. God, I pray that someday, Lord, we could live again and the righteous would be in authority. Somebody that fears God. Somebody that loves Jesus. Somebody that believes the Bible. Somebody that believes there's only one way to heaven and His name is Jesus. I pray, God, this morning that you take this little time of invitation. And use it for your glory.